Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I said praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. We have reached Iron Royalty Show. I'm your host, Evangelist Tashana Wiley. Now I'm coming for you live from St. Joe, Michigan. Hallelujah. I'm back at home, everybody. Back at home. And it is September the 10th, 2010, 6 p.m. And I'm coming to you on today to let you know that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. I'm telling you on today that God is going to do some great things in our life. On today, we're looking forward to supernatural miracles. We're looking for God to just answer prayers. We're looking God to show up and show up on the show on today. Hallelujah. I thank God for all you listeners out there. I thank God for you making Iron Royalty Show the most listened to blog talk show on our blog talk history. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you just listening, just keep on listening, and just telling others about the show. Today, we have a wonderful treat for you on today. Today, I know God is going to move in a dynamic way. I know he's going to move so powerful on today. I just know he's just going to show up and give us a healthy visitation. Hallelujah. On today, I want to present to some and introduce to others. On today, we have my spiritual father. I've been waiting to get him on here for the longest. I'm telling you, this man of God is such a powerful man of God. My spiritual father, my founder, and Apostle Michael V. Robinson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, daughter. It's an honor to be on the air with you and to be a blessing to the people of God everywhere. And even as today, as I was thinking about the conference, I just feel in my spirit that God is going to do a wonderful thing on the Blog Talk Radio. And just for those who have tuned in today, today was your day to tune in. And God said, for everyone that tunes in, receive a miracle. And know after you get out of this hour, God will meet you with a miracle. And your petition can be before him. And whatever you desire, believe God and know that the man of God has spoken it. And it's already done when we get off the air.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, I'm so excited like a little kid is ready to get some candy from the candy store because I know that my spiritual father will have something to bring to you people all over the world. I'm telling you on today, if you want to get a word from the Lord, tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/TashanaWiley, all one word, or call in at 1-917-889-7059. You all know how to message me on Yahoo Messenger, and you all know how to email me and comment me on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm just, we have a caller in right now. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
We actually have two. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord, this is Evangelist Sheena Smith.
Praise the Lord, Evan. It's one of my spiritual sisters, everyone, from Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah, Evan. It's Shannon. You on the air. Do you want to say anything, or you just want to listen in on today?
I want to listen in, but I just want to say that God bless you, and I'm grateful that the Lord has allowed me to meet you, and I just pray that you just keep doing what you're doing and be led by the Holy Ghost.
Amen, amen, amen. We have my sister father on the phone today, Evangelist Shane. I'm telling you, you want a word from the Lord? I know, oh, my God, my sister father is going to show out on today. He already hit me early this morning. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost was moving.
Amen.
He said today is a miracle. So hold your cup out and be ready to drink and eat because I know that he is going to do something dynamic for the listeners and even us on the air on today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
It's another caller in. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Evangelist Santia Wallace checking in.
Amen, amen, Evangelist Santia. You want to say anything or you just want to listen?
You know, I'm just here listening. You know, if the Lord, you know how he does. If he moves, then I speak. But I'm just here excited, expecting my word. I'm hungry for it, thirsty for it, and just ready to receive it.
Amen.
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 Amen, amen. Right now we have a lot of people in. I'm telling you, just coming in, calling in, and they listening in. So I'm just ready for God to do something great. Apostle, the first question I want to ask you on today is, what is the Lord saying to the saints in this season of 2010?
Amen. And this season in evangelism is so ironic that you asked me that. Yeah, in this season, the Lord is doing, and I know a lot of saints who are sensitive to the Spirit of God. I know they recognize the divine, the shift of atmosphere that's going on right now in the body of Christ. But everybody does not see it. Everybody does not feel it. And those who are really tapped into the body, it's phenomenal because you're seeing things that other people are not seeing. When attacks come, you are seeing them before they come. When people are opening their mouths and they're speaking, you're actually seeing and feeling the spirit behind the words that come out of their mouths. Those are for us that are sensitive to the voice of the Lord. And God says it's imperative that we're positioned as such, because as he shifts, it's only those that's positioned that will receive the latter rain. But the enemy has also peeked into what God is going to do. I know somebody can hear me. God has peeked in, hallelujah, to what God is going to do. So because that, the saints can attest that they've been under great attack, they've been under great frustration, they've been under great travail. And I'll tell you one sure sign that your harvest is coming in, one true sign is that if you have been attacked in your finances within the last 90 days, you have to know that you have been marked and destined for wealth to come to your house. You have been preordained to live among the wealthy places of God. So you can laugh at the devil when you begin to get bombarded with bills and different things, knowing that those who are anchored in Christ, get ready, because I declare before we see this year end, God is going to phenomenally turn around things for us. And those who thought, praise God, that we were actually the borrowers, they're going to have to actually borrow from us, because God is going to rearrange things. And he's going to turn things. But God is saying he wants us just to get caught up in the praises. Don't get caught up in the tricks, because
that's
the tricks are going on now. And I thank God for my daughter, Tashana. She did not get caught up, praise God. She did not get caught up in the travail that the enemy was sending her way to start her purpose and come back this way. They lost her belongings. The trip was delayed, all kind of things. But that's because the enemy say, if I can't delay, if I can't deny it, I know I can't stop it. I know
that's
I can't alter her destiny. At least I can try to slow her down enough so that she'll give up. But what he didn't know, there was a relationship built down on the inside, and there was too much for her to give up. There was too much there to give up on. And people of God everywhere, I'm telling you now, I dare you to sacrifice God just one more praise. I dare you to sacrifice one more hour of fasting and prayer. I dare you to dance just one more time and watch the things that God is getting ready to perform in the lives of the believers. Matter of fact, I challenge the saints here. I want to challenge the believers right now to shut in with God and meet him every day for 7 days. It took God 7 days to complete his cycle. And God said if he gets some believers to meet him every day at the same time for 7 days, there will be miracles around you that you can touch with your hand. Every place you turn, there'll be a miracle that awaits and befalls you. So people of God, I want you to rise to the challenge and watch God get ready to do the awesomeness in your season and in your life. That's what era we're living in right now, daughter.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm telling y'all out there, y'all better hear what the man of God is saying. I see all of y'all logging in. Y'all have any questions, you need to call in at 1-917-889-7059, or you just need to go ahead and I am in, or just email me, because I know God has some great things in store for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uh-oh, we got somebody's I am the apostle.
Okay, go ahead. I'm taking all of them. Go ahead.
Her name is Destiny, and she said that in this time in her life, things seem slow in relationships, money, finance, even her faith for God. What can she do to get herself back on track with God?
I don't know, Destiny, but Destiny can hear me now, and I want to speak to her. Praise God. And all of a sudden, this prophetic mantle just dropped on me. I want to speak to Destiny, and I want to tell her now that what God wants her to do, God wants her to do some separating. Because there is things that God wants to release in her life, but there are people that are surrounding her that God said he refuses it to release them until she's in a secluded place with him. And then those things she'll notice. There's some people that she got to cut loose. And when she cut them loose, she's going to notice things going to fall in place like for her, just like God came down and just did it, handpicked himself. A relationship and all those things. And I even see, my God, I even see one of the listeners now, praise God, the enemy is wanting you to compromise. And the enemy is telling you the only way you can have a healthy relationship, you're going to have to drop some of your standards. Now, this is just too high because folks ain't doing that no more. Yeah. But I heard the Lord say the devil is a liar. You will not drop your standard. And what God has for you is going to come up to your standard. And he's going to meet you where you know that you want from God because you've already – I see a young lady here on the phone now. There's three on the line. There's three relationships, one right after the other, that has been totally sour and unordained by God. So to the fact that they begin to doubt themselves and to doubt their relationship with God. And God said it was a setup from the enemy to try to destroy your walk with him. And God says now that those three strikes are done with, now God said the real deal is on the way. The real deal is on the way. And God said you're not going to have to search. You're not going to have to try to position yourself. God said this thing is going to find you. And it's going to find you right, and this thing is going to be right and ordained by God. So to that daughter who's listening, who I am, Jew, I want to say to her, she needs to search all of her associates, and God wants to do some separating there because I see that within the next 30 days, God really wants to unfold things in her life, and he wants to flip over miracle after miracle after miracle. And I even see in the manner of housing, God want to bless this young lady. Destiny, housing. Praise God.
Come on, God, now.
He just wants her to lose some things so that God can make himself true and faithful unto her.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
She on here. She typing so fast. She like, thank you, man of God. You really touch her life. You confirm so many things that God has told her to other men and women of God. You are truly a man of God. Amen.
And one more thing I want to say. One thing I want to say to that destiny, to that daughter. I want to say that God says he's going to accelerate. That's what I hear the Lord say. He's going to accelerate her worship because she is a worshiper. This destiny, she's a worshiper, and God says he's going to accelerate her worship. And hallelujah. And God says as he accelerates her worship, God says he's going to cause demons to actually tremble at the presence of her worship and the relationship she'll have with God. So I heard her, I hear in the spirit God telling her to turn her worship up another notch and watch God. There's another evangelist from Memphis that was on the line. I want to share with her that God is getting ready to... okay, and what was her name again?
Evangelist Sheena
from Nashville.
From Nashville. God told me to tell you, Evangelist, you're getting ready to birth something new in you. And,
amen.
You've been waiting a long time, and you kind of feel like it's way overdue. And it feels like it's way overdue. Hallelujah. But God said, get ready. It's coming to your house. It's coming to your house. And a new thing is going to be birthed out of your spirit, daughter. Hallelujah. And it's going to be a force to be reckoned with. And God said, stop. Don't worry so much about those that you worship with or worship around that don't
all
really
right,
accept
now.
You the way they should. God said, don't worry about it. God said he's going to take care of that. You just keep moving in his spirit and do it the way he said do it, and there's going to be a new birth that's coming to you.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
That's what I've been going through lately.
Hallelujah. I see it.
Jesus, my God.
Evangelist Wallace, praise God, she's on the line. That's getting ready to be such an awesome woman. God said he's already started, praise God, because God said he's honored, praise God, with the shut-in thing that you and him have had and how you closed off people and how you've just went in with God. God said he's getting ready to accelerate your eye of prophecy and your spirit of discernment. Get ready to be so keen, praise God. And God has already gifted you with those things, but they're getting ready to be so keen, praise God, that you'll be able to walk past people and pick up infirmities in them, even greater than you have before. Hallelujah. And God said there's getting ready to be such a burning of the word, praise God, that he's getting ready to put in you because he's getting ready to use you for the nations. That souls will come into him. He's going to actually use you even more so to add to the kingdom because you have a drawing force in your spirit. And he's ready to use you, daughter, to go and take the kingdom to the next level and add souls and ambassadors to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, my
Glory
God.
Glory to God.
Jesus. Oh, my
God. Yeah,
Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Oh my Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. What God is doing is God is raising up his nation. He's raising up his new nation for this end time. Praise God. And everybody can't go. Everybody can't walk. Everybody can't be a part of this real nation. God is actually separating those who are wanting to just enjoy the fruits of him and not really put some labor in.
Come on, God,
for every one of us, man, I feel this like a storm. For every one of us who still got a praise for God despite what the enemy is doing on the job, one of us who keeps a praise on our lips despite how folks is acting funny with us at the house of worship, for those of us who keep a praise on our lips fighting with depression, God said when you come out, you ain't seen victory like you've seen and you're going to experience. You ain't seen the overflow. I hear overflow. I hear overflow. Overflow for everybody. Hallelujah. I hear overflow. God said he's getting ready to be more than enough. More than enough. Hallelujah. To the believers. More than enough. Hallelujah. Overflow. Glory to God. Overflow. And to this daughter from Seattle, God is just saying, he's just trying to build his nation. And just as he did with Gideon, and when he was separating the men, just as he did there, God has said, I'm just trying to separate. I'm just trying to see who's going to stick with me through the storm, because those are the ones that's going to be rewarded. I'm just trying to see who will get a report from the doctor and put that report on their dashboard and go to praise service and lift their hands and give God glory. God, I'm just trying to separate and see who will go through a repossession and tell somebody to pick me up for church. I'm going to praise God tonight. God is separating so he'll know who will be the true worshipers, true praisers, and those he's going to elevate. Hallelujah. She's going through because God is trying to elevate her. She's dealing with things cycle after cycle, but it is not because God does not love this daughter. It's just because he loves her so much, he's trying to promote her and make her prepared for the next level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Service to him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. She said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She said she's crying right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. We just got another caller on the air. Caller, you live on the air. Introduce yourself, please, on Iron Royalty Show.
This is Bobby Smith in Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Amen.
And I'm calling to, be a part of the prayer and be a part of whatever's going on as long as it has to do with God.
Amen.
So he's somebody we need to call on, truly call on him because, you know, without him there is no other.
Amen.
And if we got him in our life, we ought to share him with others.
That's right.
Happy to do it. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of it and to be able to have the Spirit of God, you know. It's one thing to know him, but have his Spirit is another. And I just thank God for Sister Tashala and the pastor over the phone, because God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And I said, no matter what you're doing, take out some time and give him praise and take out some time and hear a word from somebody else in some other part of the world. Giving God the glory, giving him the victory for everything, for how he woke you up this morning. Just give him all, give him your all in all, and be happy to do that.
Yes, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. I want somebody to, send something in. I see somebody is threatening a foreclosure on their house. praise God.
Wow.
And it's kind of hard for them because they've been in it so long, and they got a lot of memories tied up. They got a lot of money tied up. And it's really a stressful dilemma for them because they really want to try to hold on to it the best they can. If they're listening, I got a word for them. I wish they would try to contact you somehow, call in, message you. The Lord is speaking to me concerning that individual.
Praise God. Listeners, if you're out there listening, if you're out there and you're going through a foreclosure on your house, I want you to call in right now at 1-917-889-7059 or IM me through Yahoo Messenger or either IM me or comment me on www.blogtalkradio.com/TashaunaWiley.com. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I just thank God, oh God, for just the atmosphere changing that He has done on this air. Right now we have a lot of listeners and they're listening in, and even though they don't call and they're still taking time out of their day to listen to what God is saying over the airways and over the voice of the Lord, and I thank God for this opportunity, Apostle, for you to be on the air with us. I thank God for you, Evangelist Bobby, to be on the air with us. I thank God for you, Evangelist Sheena, to be on the air with us.
Amen.
Evangelist Anskia, to be on the air with us. We're all in different seasons, in different states, but God is just moving the same. And it's such a blessing.
Hey, man, I want to share a scripture, and I wanted to bless the people of God, the 8th chapter of Proverbs. I want you all to meditate 8 and 6. And God was sharing this with me as we were in our study time. And God was speaking to me, and He was saying that how He wants. If we want to command the things of God, we have to use the lips of God. If we want to see the things of God come full circle in our life, we have to use the lips of God. God wants us to ace this gossip, this hypocrisy, the negative talk, and God wants us to start speaking the things of excellence.
It says
in the 6th verse, "Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things." And then on the 12th chapter of Proverbs, it says, "As we speak the excellent things, excellent things will follow us." So as we know, whatever we sow, that's what we're going to reap. But the more we speak excellence, praise God, we don't want to be concerned about what nobody doing. We want to be concerned, Lord, am I lining up? Am I lining up with your will? Am I lining up with your will? And God, if there's something in me, God, you convict me of it. Because I want to make sure I'm getting everything you got to offer. I want to make sure I'm not missing nothing. So God is saying the more we speak of the excellent things of Him, the more excellent things are going to find its way to our house. And I don't know about you people of God, but I need some excellent things from God. I'm not satisfied with mediocre. I'm not satisfied with just enough. I want some excellent things to find its way to my house. Praise God. I got loved ones that need to be saved. I want to see my people come off of dope. I want to see people leave the street and say, "I'm ready to live for God, and for God I live, and for Him I die." I'm ready to see the lame walk again. I want to see blinded eyes open. I want to see cancer drop out of bodies. I want to see tumors shrunk. Hallelujah. I want to see God move. I want to see Him move like He promised He would in Bible times. God has the same power, but we have to start letting our lips speak excellent things. Praise God. So I want to challenge you, praise God, to let no foul communication come out your lips. Praise God. Just let the words of God flow out your lips. Whatever the enemy come at you with, just speak excellent. Speak excellent. No matter what the doctors say, what them folks are, and I see somebody right now on the line. That job is giving you the blues. It's somebody picking with you on that job. They envious of your walk with Christ. They picking with you. They picking with you. Every opportunity they trying to jab at you. Somebody here, I know they hear the Spirit is talking. They trying to fix up a way that they give you havoc. But God said He's going to give you dominion over that job and over them people. And the people that keep picking, God's going to turn that thing around. Oh, yeah. My God. God's going to turn that thing around, and you're going to end up being the superior over the one that's picking with you. Because God said He will turn that thing. and he'll make the tail, the head, the tail. Hallelujah. But we're going to speak excellent things. No matter how they mess with us, no matter how folks lie on us, we're going to speak excellent things. We're going to walk in the excellence of God, and excellence is going to have a direct path to our house. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I don't know. I don't know who it is. Whoever's being picked on the job, are they on the line now?
Hallelujah! Thank you, God.
I am Evangelist Wallace. Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Hallelujah!
Evangelist Wallace.
Thank you, God.
That picking and that constant picking. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go further. Hallelujah! The Spirit of God said there's even one individual that's purposing to want to get you terminated. Hallelujah! I see a female.
Hallelujah.
She's determined. Praise God to get you terminated. Praise God! And if she can't get you terminated, she's trying to make your life as fierce as it can be on the job. She frustrates you, and then sometimes you go in, you even dread seeing her because it's something that she does to your spirit. It's something that she does to the atmosphere when she's around. Hallelujah! But God, God say He's getting ready to let a glory cloud rest over your workstation now. He's getting ready to let a glory cloud rest in that place for you. Praise God, just as He did the children of Israel. Praise God, God's going to send a fire to purify. Praise God, and whatever that doesn't line up with His word, praise God, is going to have to take a seat down. And God's going to give you dominion, hallelujah, in that workplace.
Listen, for those that are on the internet, listen, you got to know this. Oh my God, that was so real. Everything that he's been speaking has been confirmation. So you got to believe that God is speaking through him right now. My God.
Right now.
My God,
hallelujah.
I mean, everything he just said about the woman on the job and how I just, oh, my God, when I say it's so real,
hallelujah.
I'll be like, Lord, you need to tell me, God.
Hey,
so let me
glory.
Say to those that are listening, trust and believe the word of God because this is not fake. Real.
Hallelujah.
In the name
glory.
Of Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
God's going to give somebody
God.
Release, praise God, they're dealing in their car, praise God, it's one repair after the other, and you're just wondering, Lord, how long is this car going to hold up, because this thing every day it seems like it's deteriorating more and more. Praise God. God said, you just drive that car to the extent of its life and keep praising him. And God said, the next vehicle you get will be no trouble to you, neither mechanic or financial. Praise God. God said, he's going to take care of the whole bill for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Yes, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, my God, everybody. I'll tell you. 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 I'll tell you.
Amen. This is Evangelist Jean calling from Benton Harbor. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, God.
You have anything to say?
No, I'm just enjoying it. My God.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm apostle. We got an I am. And actually, oh my God, apostle. Actually, oh my God. His name is Dennis. And he's calling from
Oh, he's calling from Jersey, and he's the one that's on the foreclosure of his home.
Oh.
So he said, he don't want people knowing that who he really is, saying he don't want people to know who he is, but he just wants whatever you give him to get keep his house, he's going to listen to what the voice of the Lord is saying.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
Man of God, it's okay that you don't want to be identified. God gave me a word for you, and I know you were there for that foreclosure. God told me to tell you, and it's a lot of sentiments, hallelujah, that's tied up in that home, praise God. And any time the enemy tries to rob us of anything or any time we go through transition, it's not always a pleasant feeling, praise God. And sometimes the enemy want to use it to humiliate us. But man of God, I'm telling you that's listening, God says for you to pack up your stuff, tape up them boxes, get ready to put them keys somewhere so they can have them for the repossession people. And God said, you go ahead, get your cry out. And when you're done, God said, you close the door behind you. Because God said, what you're leaving is not even going to compare to what he's going to deliver unto you for your faithfulness. So God said, don't fight it no more. God said, go ahead and count it all joy. Because what you get ready to receive is going to even make that look like a joke that you're walking away from. And God's going to set you up. Well, man, this next home, I see this next home being a brick rent style home. Praise God. I see 4 bedrooms in this home. Praise God. And I see that the price is being dropped 3 different times. Praise God. Just for you. Hallelujah. 3 different times. Praise God. And you've been contemplating looking at something else, but you're still toying and toiling with wanting to hold on to this. God said, let it go, man of God. Count it all joy. And God's going to open up a door for this. This is going to be the closest thing you've ever had to your dream home. And it's right around the corner. But God said he can't deliver that until you give him this. And once you give him this, God said he's going to deliver the newness in your life. Glory to God.
Jesus.
My God.
He said all he can say is wow. That's all he can say is wow.
My God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Thank you.
There's somebody listening, hallelujah, that was toying with a relationship. And praise God, you thought it was mandated from God because the young man was saved and he was a believer. Thank you, God. He was even a man of God. He was even a man of God. So you thought this was God ordained. Praise God. And you wondered, was it me, the reason why it didn't work out? God said, do not question yourself another time. God said that was not for you. And I want to let you know that you can be unequally yoked, both being in the body of Christ. Praise God. Because your vision can be different. Your ministry can be different. Praise God. But God says, let it go. Don't worry about it another day. Don't shed another tear about it. Don't contemplate about it. God said, look to the newness. Look to the newness. Because God's getting ready to do something new in you. And he separated you for this thing that he has coming for you. And God said, watch him. Praise God. Within the next 3 months, watch for him. And God said, he's going to deliver unto you. He's going to start building a relationship. And don't be surprised, I hear the Lord say. God's going to bring around somebody that, hallelujah, that you already know, praise God. And God's going to make it so plain. And the whole relationship is going to be holy. And there's going to be nothing for you to worry about. God is going to take control of the whole relationship from beginning to end. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
My God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. My God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for showing up on the air, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Apostle, I want to ask you this question for the people. I have a section on this here that says whatever the people want to know. They don't tell me when they send me the question they want to hear. And somebody just put in and said, what is God saying to the single women in the body of Christ in this season?
All right.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God. And somebody on the line really want to hear this. My God.
Amen.
Oh, God. Women of God, God, the enemy is so angry. The enemy is so angry at the move of God. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm glad that God has anointed me, a man of God. But there's getting ready to be a latter rain revival that's getting ready to fall on the women of God. Just because God wants to make himself glorious, and he wants to make himself known that he's a user of all men. So there's going to be a revival among women. Mark my words, within the next 2 years, you're going to see women rise up to mega ministries and to power all over. The prophetic mantle is getting ready to fall like never before. And men of God, if we're not careful, we'll become envious and we'll become angry and controlling. But we have to rebuke that spirit and bind that spirit and cast it out. Because of the latter rain that God is getting ready to pour, and these women on the line are anointed. I hear prophets on the line now. I hear women of God preachers on the line now. I see women of God laying hands on the sick and they're being recovered. I see it on the line now. So what the enemy wants to do, the enemy say, I'm getting ready to throw a no good booger in the way. Praise God, so I can distract them. Because if I can strike them in the heart, praise God, they'll lose their focus. If I can strike them in their emotions, they will lose their purpose. They'll lose their call. But the devil is a liar. I hear the Lord say, but they that wait upon the Lord, I hear him saying it. Keep your focus, keep your purpose, praise God. And from now on, whatever man comes into your presence, if he can't handle you speaking in tongues, cross him off the list and move on. Praise God. God is saying that he's letting the anointing rest, rule, and abide with the women in this latter hour. Praise God. And the enemy wants to consume them with foolish relationships. Praise God. But God said if we trust and wait on him, praise God. And even on the line, we can already attest. Some of them already got some boogers that we had to say, that ain't for me. That ain't in my purpose. That ain't on my agenda. That ain't along the lines that God got me moving. God ain't got me in that. Praise God. But God is saying if you wait on him, he's going to give you the proper mate that you desire, praise God, that's going to walk with you in ministry. So what God is saying to the single women, all the single ladies, praise God, stay in God. Praise God, and stay focused. Praise God. Stay in God and stay focused. And the thing I like about God's single women, you ain't going to have to turn these guys down because the anointing is going to be so great on your life, they're going to run from you. Hallelujah. They're going to run. It ain't going to be nothing wrong with you. Hallelujah. You ain't going to have to check your deodorant and check your hair. You ain't nothing wrong with you. But the anointing is going to be so illuminating around you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Jesus. I got about four responses to that. Four, well, I guess there are four women. They said, you better talk now. You better preach. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come
Hallelujah.
On. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
There's one lady on the line. There's one young lady on the line with us, praise God. And God didn't want me to identify, praise God. But this woman desires a husband so bad to walk with her in ministry. Praise God. And not for fleshly reasons, more so for ministry reasons and wanting to be complete in God, praise God. And desires a mate so much, praise God, in God. My God. And I hear the Lord. I hear the Lord say, keep your standards up there. Praise God. Keep your standards up there. Praise God. Keep your standards up there. And there is a ministry that, my God, that this particular young lady fellowships with. Their ministry fellowships with another ministry. And that gentleman is there. And he's looking. He's looking. And he'll be a godsend. I'm through with that one. That's done. Hallelujah.
You better come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, have your way, God. Have your way. All right, everybody, we're coming on to the last 20 minutes of the show. This is the part where you can ask the apostle any questions. Anyone on the phone, get first dibs first. And then anyone else who needs to call in can call in. And then anybody else need to IM or just give an open question that you wanted to answer, we can do that. Anyone on the phone first have any questions or anything they just want to talk to the apostle about?
This is Evangelist Sheena. I have a question about gospel rap. Is the Lord pleased with gospel rap?
Dear heart, I would say this.
Mm-hmm.
For me, gospel rap doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because at this stage in my walk with God, I don't want anything that resembles anything to the world in my walk.
Mm-hmm.
I left that. I'm done with it. Now, will it send anybody to hell? I can't say that. But I will say the Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us. So sometimes mm-hmm. there's things that may be a weight that may not be a sin. But if you carry long enough, a weight will turn into sin. So if it could be detrimental to us down the road, if it could remind us of things, I heard a preacher say not too long ago about what was his favorite worldly song back in the day. I don't want to think about what my favorite worldly song was back in the day because I want to shut every door and every crack to the old man, and I don't want to give him any leeway to what God is doing in this season in my life.
All right.
Okay. Now, will I say it's a sin? I can't tell you it's a sin, dear heart, but I will tell you if we're not careful, it will definitely aggravate the old man and prompt him to have an open access back to our spirit again.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for answering my question, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hmm.
Anybody else on the phone have a question to ask the apostle?
I don't have a question. I'm just really just, I'm sorry, this is Evangelist Santiago. I'm just listening, and I'm just, like, thanking God because God is so faithful. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, the words that are being spoken to everybody, it's just awesome, awesome, awesome. And just to be in the presence of God on a Friday evening, when I can look back some years ago and know what I used to be doing, I'm just
all
excited.
Right,
I'm just trying to give God some praise and glory and honor because he is so worthy to be praised. And I'm just, everything that I had questions about to God has been answered. So thank you for Apostle, to speak in the word of God and what he's saying through you. But everybody, just praise the Lord because he's worthy. He is so worthy.
Amen.
Oh,
come on, come on.
I don't know if I'm going
to excuse me, I'd just like to ask a pastor a question.
Uh-huh.
Thank the Lord for everybody. I just want to know, can we still be with our old friends we used to have when we said we changed our old man, passed away? So
uh-huh.
we have our friends. We really associate. Can we still associate with our friends and say that, everything is passed away?
Evangelist Bob, that's a very good question. But what I have to go on that is spirits beget spirits. We had a gathering that we had with a bunch of my old friends and that, and they invited me. They wanted me to come and wanted me to give prayer and that. And I felt okay doing it at first. But when I got there, there was some other activities going on. The music was up and it wasn't gospel. A few people had some things in their hand that was alcoholic and they wanted me there. Well, Evangelist Bobby, I left that group and I left that scene. So I didn't want the old man to think possibly that it's okay for him to bring me those old things and those old spirits, because associations breed spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Association breeds spirits. So the more and whatever we associate ourselves with, we make ourselves susceptible to the spirits that they entertain. So when we're in the midst of people, we have to remember we're making ourselves susceptible. Well, we know we have to go to the grocery store. We have to work. We know we have to maybe sometimes see about family. But that does not mean we have to entertain with them. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And once you come out from among them, I think we're supposed to be separate from them. I even have, and I tell you, I take it a step further. I have family members I love dearly. I will see about them. I will check with them. But we can't sit up and watch TV because their conversation is different from mine. The words they use is different. And I don't want to breed spirits from that association that would be detrimental for my spirit.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
I just thank the Lord for that because there was a person telling me that, I said, when you become a new creature, old things supposed to be passed away. And just like you said, if I want to grow, I don't want to stunt my growth.
Amen.
I want to grow in Christ. I want to be around just like right now what she was just saying, things she used to do, the young lady was saying, what I used to do on a Friday.
Amen.
I thank God for that, know, closeness of one of, you know, being the spirit reign of Christ. You know, I just said, put everything aside. I say, Lord, thank you for them being on the air, you know, for me to get a word and be able to relate to what they're saying, because that's what God wants us to do.
Amen.
You know, and I just thank God for that. That was in my heart, because sometimes people think they can get saved and hang with the same crowd.
That stunts your growth.
That'll stunt your growth. And it's good to want to grow in Christ. You know, I want to go to the next level. And so what I say is, put on the new man, you know.
Yes.
Stay a light. If you be a light for the world, people will see God in you when they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you out there in the midst with them, they can't see nothing because you're right with them.
Amen.
And
then
that light will draw them to Christ. And I thank God for that. It's just something that was in my spirit. I thank God for that. You were talking so wonderful, you know. And that when you were saying people picking with you on the job, I think people have been picking with me on my job for 15 years. I said, I will not turn back.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I will not turn back. And I thank God that whatever, you know, position you have for me, I thank God that I'm going to receive that and keep praising God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's it.
You know, putting him, acknowledging him first. And I thank God for this program today.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Well, Apostle, we don't have any more questions to be asked. Well, the last 10 minutes of the show, we have 13 minutes. We'll give you 10 minutes to say whatever God has given you, scripture. It's kind of like you be doing us at church, you know, preaching the word. We got to get some of the word, Apostle. So whatever way God leads you to do, God has got 10 minutes to do whatever God gives you. Whatever you want to say, if you need to prophesy, whatever, just do it.
Well, I just wanted to revisit the fact of that excellence out of speech. That's all really God wants me to, he wants me to share with the people of God, that we want our lips and the fruits of our lips and what comes out of our lips, we want it to emanate what lifestyle we're living. We want our words to match with where we're putting our faith. We want what comes out of our lips. We want people to be able to listen to our words and say, man, that's not a woman. That's not a man like everybody else. They're different. They act different. They respond different to situations. Why? Because we have an indwelling power. And I'm kind of confused about people who say, I'm sorry, I just got so upset, I didn't know what else to do. Thanks to God, I'm a living witness. If we've been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, God will restrain you when it's things you just think you got to do. God will keep you. He'll keep your mouth. He'll keep your hand. Praise God, because there was a situation... Praise God, that I got so angry and bitter over, even as being a man of God, I felt like I could have just literally did some damage to somebody. Praise God, but I had to remember who I was. I had to remember who my father was. I had to remember who had my back. I had to remember, as the old saints would say, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, I'll get the victory. So I had to remember, praise God, let my actions resemble whose side I'm on and who I represent in excellence. And I just want to encourage you today to begin to go all around your dwelling, your house, your family, and just begin to speak excellence. On your job, just begin to speak excellence. Everywhere you go, begin to speak excellence. When folks come with that garbage and that gossip, speak excellence to them. When somebody say, you know, so-and-so failed along the way, just say, we're going to pray for them. We're going to pray that God keep us standing. And we're going to pray God redeem them. That's what we're going to do. Just keep excellence in your lips. And God said, the more we keep excellence in our lips, excellence will find its way to our house. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I want some excellent things in my house. I want my money to be excellent. I want my bank account to be excellent. I want my automobile to be excellent. Praise God. I want my children to be excellent. Praise God. I want my walk with God to be excellent. Praise God. And in order for that to be, our lips have to resemble what we're looking from God.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. We receive that on today, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Receive that word on today, God. We're going to apply it to our hearts. We're going to walk in it, talk in it, and speak excellence over our life, God. We heard what the man of God said, God, and we apply that to our life on today. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But I am Lord. You show listeners. We got 10 minutes. If anyone you want to call in last minute, call in the number 917-889-7059. IM me, text me, comment me, whatever you want, put a question in the answer box. But or whatever you want to do. Just, you got 10 minutes left. I am Ortiz Show to do it. Hallelujah. I just want to thank everybody who's on the air on today, all of my guests. My guests was Southern Apostle Michael Robinson and Evangelist Bobby Smith. I thank you all for calling in. I just speak double portion over your life for just calling in. You could have been doing something else, like Evangelist Bobby said. I know y'all have busy lives, and it's a weekend, it's family time, but y'all chose to do what God called y'all to do. Y'all chose to speak into the people's lives on the air. And Apostle, I thank God for the anointing that's on your life on today that can tap in even thousands of miles away. This man was in Jersey, and he didn't know what to do about his house, but God allowed you to hear
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank you. Even Evangelist Tia, you begin to speak in her life. She's in Ohio. And Evangelist Sheena, she's in Memphis, Tennessee. And Evangelist Bobby and Evangelist Dean, even my own life. You've been starting with me earlier today. So I'm telling you, God is using you. And you're going to another level. God is
Hallelujah.
And building you to build us for his kingdom. And God is doing great in your life.
You,
and I'm telling you, I just praise God for you. I'm blessed to be under your ministry. I'm happy to be back, I think. I'm so excited to be back. I'm telling you, I just can't wait for what God is going to do. For greater liberty. I'm telling you, great things he's going to do. We was on our way coming back from Vegas. It's all work, no play, the Lord said. And I'm ready to work. I'm ready to work. And I thank God. I thank God for all my spiritual sisters in Tennessee and Ohio and Florida. And I call Evangelist Bobby. I call her Aunt Babe. I call them all. I'm happy she all here. I love her. I thank God for all y'all. Y'all are some powerful women and a powerful man.
Thank God for you.
And God is going to take us up to another level. I'm telling you, we brought to another level. We're going to take this kingdom back by force.
Yes.
Everything that the Kanker one, the Lord, and the Calibus took upon us, we're going to begin to get it. When I was in Vegas, I was reading Mark 7 and verse 34. And as I was reading, I was messing my Bible CDs. And that's why the enemy got my boxes way down wherever in Vegas or Nebraska, because I got all my Bible books. But that's okay, though, because I got it applied to my heart right here. But in Mark 7:34, the man was burning. Jesus walked past him and said, Ephphatha. And I was like, wow, you know, I done read this Bible so many times. Well, this word right here took me, so I began to look on my computer and pick it up. It said, Ephphatha means to be open. So right now, I speak Ephphatha over everybody, like, who listening over the airway. Everybody, I'm going to find that every door in our life will be open.
Yeah.
And
Hallelujah.
Open, and every door will be open. I'm telling you, God is going to do something great in our lives. He's going to open up so many doors, so many doors, so many doors.
So many doors.
So many levels he's going to take us to. He's going to take us high. I'm telling you, we're going to be like eagles flying high above the earth.
Hallelujah.
And everybody was saying, the sky's the limit. I said, no, baby, the sky ain't the limit. Heaven is the limit. That's as far as you can go. So you need to go beyond the sky, because heaven is the limit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, praise
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, God is doing a shift in us. He told me that we need to push. We need to pray until something happens. He said, if Elijah would never pray, it wouldn't ever rain. Sometimes we just got to pray. Sometimes we just got to get in the face of God. If Hezekiah never turned his face to the wall and prayed, he would have never got healed. And his son would have walked back 10 times. Sometimes we just need to pray. If Nehemiah would never pray, he would have never got the favor from the king and built the wall. Sometimes we just got to pray. We got to seek God. We got to believe God. And when we believe God, we will receive from God whatever we ask for him in prayer. Because this is the confidence that I'm carrying. I want my brothers and sisters carrying with me, too. This is the kind of we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to his will, then we know that he hears. And since we know that he hears, we already know we're going to get what he asks for in prayer. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He is our only Father. And if our natural Father try to give us whatever we ask of him, how much more we think our Heavenly Father going to give us if we ask him?
Oh, my God. Come on now.
Sometimes we just got to go in and say, come on now, Daddy. Now, you done done it for such and such. Now, I ain't trying to be fine. Lord, my time. But, Lord, you said in Psalms 1:3, that I'll be like a tree planted by the river water. And all season, may I bear much fruit. So, God, look, you got this is my season right now. You said the time of day everything under the sun. And I am up under the sun. And this is my season right now, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, Pastor, you started up over here. Hallelujah.
Divine appointment that you've given this daughter. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for every word that went forth. And God, we definitely say to you be the glory. God, we ask you to seal every word we've received. God, we ask you to manifest yourself in our lives like never before, God. We ask you to anoint us to greater, oh God. We ask you to accelerate everybody's ministry that's on this line. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come and pluck up anything that we received on tonight, God. We ask you to seal it with the blood of Jesus. And God, we ask you to seal us until the day of redemption. Oh, God, use us and let our purpose become unfolded before our very eyes, God. Let us walk in greatness. Let us talk the things of excellence in the name of Jesus. And, God, please, a special blessing we speak upon Evangelist Tashana right now, God, as she walks in her purpose. She walks in her call. Anoint her the more, God. Strengthen her body. Send a great anointing upon her life. Bind the hand of the devil that comes to taunt her in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal of every infirmity. Let no sickness find its way in her body in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you set her up that she be the lender, God, and not the borrower. Set her up that she be the head and not the tail, God. And everyone who works and sows into her life, God, we ask you to impart it to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we'll thank you, we'll praise you, and we'll do it in advance, God. And we speak a word right now even on Pastor Sapp and his family. God, we ask that you let your joy be made manifest in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And bless that ministry, God, and let them put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And for your sake, we give you all the glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Okay, everybody, I love you all. I thank God for you all. Today has been a wonderful night, a blessing. I am Royalty Show. I will talk to you all again. Listeners, I love you. It worked out for you. I will not have this show in God. said, I thank God for you. Thank God for your apostle once again.
Bless
you. Bobby and all my spiritual sisters on the phone. I love you all. See you all again next week on the I Am Royalty Show. Agape!
Agape! Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Oh, my God. Oh.